Cyber Cities Module 6, Economic Globalization, page 3. A Canadian in the top 25? Yes, you read it right. Canada has one billionaire in the top 25 billionaires in the world. David Thompson, the family rank in at number 17 on the Forbes list with $23 billion. David Thompson inherited his fortune from his father, Lord Kenneth Thompson, who died several years ago. Lord Kenneth Thompson, in turn, inherited his fortune from his father, Roy Thompson, as in Roy Thompson Hall. Needless to say, the family have built a considerable fortune. Roy Thompson, who amassed the basis of the family fortune, was noted for wearing suits with patches on the knees and elbows. As for Lord Kenneth Thompson, he was a spendthrift of sort as well. I remember having dinner in a small, inexpensive chicken joint in Leaside when a huge car rolled up and out came the Thompsons. They were not hard to miss. The fur coats of the women was a little out of place in the restaurant. Have you ever shopped at one of these stores? Loblaws? Or seeing commercials with this fellow then? Guess it's the President's Choice guy. Well, Loblaws, plus a lot of other stores and investments, is owned by Galen Weston Sr., left, and run by Galen Weston Jr., yes, the fellow in the commercials. Galen Weston and family rank 133rd in the world with a net worth of $7.1 billion. In fact, Canada has 24 billionaires with a collective wealth of $65.2 billion. Again, that is an enormous amount of wealth in the hands of just a few individuals. And the top billionaire cities in the world in 2010, the city, New York has 60 billionaires. Moscow, Russia has 50 billionaires. London, UK has 32 billionaires. Istanbul has 28 billionaires. Moving on to page 5. Los Angeles, California, 27 billionaires. Hong Kong, 25 billionaires. Mumbai, India has 20 billionaires. Dallas, Texas has 17 billionaires. San Francisco, California has 14 billionaires. Tokyo, Japan has 14 billionaires. Quite the level playing field, isn't it? Let us now turn our attention to political globalization.